We started this day last week, and we did not leave half enough time for all the stories that we got. We said we would return to it. We are returning now. It's Dave and Fionnuala's crappy car contest.
Yeah.
How do you win? You have a terrible car and you tell us about it.
You need to share the exasperation, the frustration, the devastation of having a crappy car. Of course, this all inspired by the fact that the car from the in-betweeners, Simon's car, the Fiat 500, don't know how to pronounce it.
Shikashento, you and I know.
That was going up for auction and we said, here, can you beat the crappiness of that particular car that Simon had a lot of drama with? Tell us your stories, and by God, you did.
We start with a Peugeot 205. We go to Clare in Roscommon. Please enlighten us on this vehicle.
We had a car years ago when we were in college. It was like the Culty taxi, I suppose. So we used to drive up from Roscommon every weekend, but obviously we had to stop several times to fill it with water and oil.
So you were going from Roscommon to where? Remind us.
Dublin.
Right.
We're in college in Dublin. So we used to have to like stop about five or six times every time hitting for Dublin to maybe fill it up with water or oil, depending on which was burning at the time, I suppose.
And this was just a natural part of the journey. You set off knowing that you were going to have to stop five or six or seven times to get to Dublin to go to college.
Oh, yeah. Well, we kind of knew it was like the car was about 1985, but it was more about having the freedom of having the car, not the, like, it wasn't a fancy car.
Yeah, I get
it. It was more the crack.
Yeah, you didn't give a damn that the car was breaking down. It's like, I've got freedom, even though I might break down several times.
Yeah, so we broke down one night. We came off the motorway in Kilcock and we broke down on the side of the road, but like it just wouldn't even start, or lights wouldn't even go on. So the girls were trying to push it, but every time a car came, they'd get back in because they didn't want to be seen pushing it. This was in the dark. But then a car came and started flashing lights, and we realised it was the guards in an unmarked car. So he said he'd give us a lift to the bus stop. But then we opened the boot and showed him we had the week shopping and all the washing done and all that. So he had to drop us to Mines instead from Kilcock rather than the bus stop.
That's a good spin in a Garda car if you're not being arrested for anything.
Yeah, I know, yeah. It was good crack. He was quite humorous, thank God.
Was that the moment that you decided then to say goodbye to the car, or did you soldier on with it past that incident?
Oh, no, we kept it going. We used to go on road trips to Tipperary. So that was the... We had a few road trips. We had friends from different counties, obviously, and then we used to go and visit them an odd weekend rather than Roscommon. So we'd do the same journey. Everyone knew the journey was water and oil and the Christy Moore tape because the radio didn't work. So Christy Moore was the only person in the car with us. And then we came back one Sunday evening from Tipperary, very hungover, driving up O'Connell Street, and the steam started rising. So the two girls who were with me were like, will we jump ship and leave her? So I said, if we get to the top of O'Connell Street, we'd be all right, because we lived in Dorset Street. So we just rolled it down the hill to Dorset Street because it just wouldn't even start or turn on. So it was freewheel down the hill and kind of left there, and that was it.
There's something hilarious about being in your nation's capital city with a car just rolling through O'Connell Street. No, why are you bleeding down? That's you. You're back, you're bleeding.
Well, we had a sub with us, so that's why she was mortified that someone might see her. She was like, I'm getting out, I'm leaving you. I was like, you are not. We have to soldier on together.
May I ask you how the 205 met its demise in the end?
Oh, that was it. That was it. That roll down the hill down Dorset Street was the end.
Oh, that was...
I think head gaskets and all kinds of things had gone wrong then, so we were back in the bus.
Clare in Roscommon, if someone has found in the last, I don't know how long, a Peugeot 205 on Dorset Street in Dublin, we know where the owner is, but they mightn't claim responsibility if there's anything to be paid on it.
What an emotional roller coaster. And I get that. I was expecting, you know, the time after the escort from the Garda or the lift from the Garda to be the time that you say goodbye to the car. But the thing is, with the crappy cars, you can't bear, and you probably can't afford to say goodbye to them. You're like, here, I have to soldier on, I have to keep going as long as it starts. So thank you to Claire for sharing that story.
Crappy car contest 087 1102 107. We would like specifics. We want to know about the steam, we want to know about the oil leaks, we want to know about the stops on the side of the road, we want to know about the guards taking you from Kilcock to Rathmines, a journey of about 40 minutes with your phone shopping. Sound guard alert. That's a sound guard bell. The crappy car contest is well underway. Alan is in Donegal. He's got a Ford Ranger. It's one of those big, massive Jeeps. And Alan, no harm to you. one of those Jeeps that looks like the person driving it is compensating for something. Alan, I'm not saying it's you, right? But some of those Jeeps, they're just too big for Irish roads. Don't be laughing.
Yeah, look, Alan, we're not casting any aspersions whatsoever. You can defend your good name if you want. But I like your comparison. To put it in gear, it's like stirring noodles. That doesn't sound great, Alan.
Alan, what is holding that gearbox together? Never get the right gear. That is frustrating. Going down the road. Where's fifth? Where's fifth? Where, oh, it's somewhere. We'll get her.
I love Jemima, right? I love Jemima.
Jemima's a great name.
A brilliant name. Yeah. A pink Suzuki Vitara Jeep that I won on eBay.
Whoa-ho.
So excellent. Went over to Scotland, brought it back. It had a pink dashboard and pink center console. The convertible roof had a hole in it. It had no power steering and the head gasket was gone, so I had to keep topping up with water. But I absolutely loved it. See, that's it, Jemima. It's yours. No one can take it away from you. You love that crappy car.
Suzuki Vitara, pink dashboard, pink center console. Was one of those Jeeps in one of the Venga Boys or Aqua's music videos? Or am I just having a fever dream and that never actually happened?
I mean, it certainly sounds like it could have been, but I couldn't swear to it.
I will look more for it. I will Google for a Suzuki Vitara with pink dashboard and pink center console. The crappy car contest continues. 087-1-102-107. Specific, please. Specifics we need. Like the pink dashboards. Like the smoke bellowing out. Like the noodles?
Yeah, and the convertible roof having a hole in it if you're lucky enough to have a convertible.
It's David Fanula with you, running our crappy car contest. Thomas sent us a video and I was like, oh, there's not much going on here at the start. It's an Opel Astra, show me the clocks. Thomas reaches for the radio, nah, there's nothing happening there. He shows that the handles, the windows, nah, they don't work. And hear that? Car cuts out. How do you think the car cut out?
I'm going to guess it wasn't because he turned off the ignition.
No. Thomas reached for the light switch and turned on the lights.
The car cut out
when you turned on the lights.
We're getting absolute essays here. Peugeot's 206 failing the NCT. Absolutely dive bombed it, they say. Failing on rear axle, rear suspension, oil leaks, the whole shebang. But before it did that, it stranded on the side of the road as well. That's an absolute essay of a problem with your Peugeot 206. So I'm sorry, but that is, oh, it's just tough.
Was there something about keys falling into placentas in that essay?
Have you got that far? Okay, right. Can you let me process this for a second, actually?
Yeah, let's come back to that in a moment's time after we speak to Sarah in Athlone. Tell us, can you please, about your passion wagon?
So I moved back from England a couple of years ago and I had to buy a car. And the only car that my dad could find was literally one 99, I think, Volkswagen Polo that was pulled out from under a ditch, literally. And I had no other choice but to buy it because that's all he found me. And it was red, but the previous owner decided, like, he had scraped the bumper and he decided to paint it, but like paint it with a paintbrush.
I get you. A bit of Dulux weather shield on the old front bumper and let her rip.
Yeah. So, like, it looked horrific. But the worst thing was, like, when you were driving along, like, every time you changed gear or, like, clutched, it, like, rang like a bell. Like, honestly, I don't even know what was wrong with it.
What do you mean it rang a bell? Was it like ding-a-ding-a-ding? Like an altar boy bell as soon as you put the clutch in?
Yeah, it was like ding-ding-ding. Like, it was really weird. It was really weird.
Okay, that's a new one on me. I like that. Although,
ding-ding-ding, you
that
have changed
you
gear.
Insane.
Yeah, so like, every time you change the gear, it would make a noise like that. But And like everybody, like if you're going into a town, you'd be trying not to change gear or clutch because everybody would be looking at you. Like I was working in Dublin Airport at the time, and then obviously when you're going down through the airport, people will be looking at you, especially in the car park.
In fairness, Sarah, if you were going through the town and I heard ding, 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 ding every time a car changed gear, I would be looking as well.
Well, the worst thing it actually done was when you go through puddles, it used to cut out. Like, completely.
Okay, so the bell was the least of your worries.
Oh yeah, no, that was the least of the worries. So when I went through a puddle, it would just cut out completely, like, and you'd have to sit there for about half an hour until it decided to dry itself out and come back on.
Sarah, I mean, I commend you for keeping going with that polo for as long as you did.
But it is still alive. Oh. As far as I know, it's still in, it's still being rallied around the field somewhere.
Oh wow, there could be someone listening to us in the car that goes ding 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 when you change gear.
Yeah.
Glorious. Any problems with the Passion Wagon that you might possess now?
No, that's a new car. It's a brand new car. It's a 202, so I'm okay with that one.
I'll get me, I'll book to get me a polo and then I'll have a 202 car. Very fancy, Sarah.
I did manage to go up in the years, thankfully.
We wish you continued success with your new wagon and thank you for telling us about your previous polo Passion Wagon.
Thanks.
Sarah and Hatlone got a Milima Agat.
I've processed it.
Yeah. Oh, the text?
Yeah, I've processed it now.
Go on.
Are you ready? Because this is, it's just, there's a lot going on. So it was the Peugeot 206 that had failed the NCT, basically everything wrong with it. Grant, we got that far. But before they even got to the NCT, right, went into town one evening with one of the girls to get a chipper. The petrol light came on. 10 minutes later, we're broken down. Not a chipper in hand. That's the worst part. Called my manager. We lived on a stud farm to come get us. He sent his girlfriend with a jerry can of two stroke, in brackets, what? I don't know what that is either. So after that did more damage than good, I'm sure, she dropped us back and we went looking for a jerry can so she could bring me to a petrol station and sort this out. We went into a room where the jerry cans and horse placentas are kept for the vet to check after falling. Reminder, living on stud farm. I bent over to pick up the jerry can. My car keys fell out of my pocket and into the placenta. FML.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, like that is just... Oh, thank you for that story because it was... I was going to say highs and lows, only lows, really.
That has to be a first. I don't think we've ever had horse placentas on the show before.
No need for disclosing them up until now.
Two-stroke is the mix of petrol that is used mostly for hedge trimmers or lawnmowers.
Okay.
And not good for normal car petrol engine.
Do not put it in
No. Don't put keys in horse placentas. Don't put two-stroke in a Peugeot 206 engine. We've all learned lessons today.
iRadio in the afternoon.
With Dave and Fenora. Hey!
iRadio in the afternoon.
With Tesco.
Weekdays from 3 on iRadio.